When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Future. We're talking real money.
Well, welcome to another exciting edition of Talking Real Money, the live Saturday radio show that becomes a podcast a few days later. I'm Don McDonald, along with my good buddy Tom Cock over there in the Seattle area, but he's so close I can almost touch him right there. He's 3,000 miles away. I can look out his window, see that there's a little sunshine over his shoulder. Makes him happy.
Does.
Yeah. It doesn't make him high, but it makes him happy.
You are a Coloradan, I guess, so there you go.
And you, my friends, you are invited to join us here on program with a call to 855-935-TALK. Please do, comrade. Call us. 855-935-8255.
Bring your own Copex or whatever it is.
Copex?
Currency. Yeah.
No, it's rubles, dude.
Rubles. Whose is Kopeck? That's somebody's.
Am I going to have to look this up now?
I'm going to look it up.
You are?
I brought it up. I'll look it up.
Yeah. We're here to help you deal with money better than you did before, and we love doing it when you call us at 855-935-TALK, because then we know what you want to talk about, because you called us.
They call it the coin of Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and former Soviet Union.
Well, it must be. Oh, it's a coin. Yeah, but the ruble is like the dollar.
Ah, okay.
So the kopeck is
I was partially right here in all this.
Two, four, six kopecks a ruble. I don't know. Yeah. And so anyway, call us, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. One of the big issues that we talk about all the time, because it's the biggest money issue in most people's life, or if not, it should be. Well, actually, get the $400 saved for an emergency. That's number one.
Please.
Then save for retirement. But when you get there, you know what? I'm rethinking this story. I'm rethinking this one. This is your idea. I'm rethinking this now because
you've got your opinion. You're entitled to
because this is a story about the things you should talk about in retirement with your spouse. Now, to avoid having this conversation, which is an uncomfortable conversation, I always hate it, I'm just never going to retire. So there we go. All right, I've solved that problem.
By the way, it says retire, but this should for anyone in a long-term relationship.
I don't want to talk about money at all.
I'm sorry.
It just gets miserable.
And you're in an unusual situation because the article refers to the fact that normally one party sort of takes the lead with all this. The fact that your significant... the fact that your significant other used to be in this business as a stock broker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she has more opinionated than I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very much so.
Not more right, but more opinionated.
No. Okay. Well, that can happen in a relationship too, by the way.
I mean, she still owns some individual stocks and will not listen to me on those.
No, she will not.
Will not listen to me, nor her advisor.
No, about many things, including that. But most of the time.
But anyway,
me too. But most of the time when we meet with people, one person has been the sort of lead on saving, investing, and generally the bill payer, the kind of the financial person. That's generally true, right?
Yeah.
Generally.
No, it is. In most relationships, it's pretty normal. Yep. Now, when it comes to the bill pay, she's terrible at that. I do all that stuff.
Okay. But here's the thing that the painful discussion Don just referred to. It's not fun.
I'm having a panic attack.
I know, because sometimes you have to use that word that's no.
Oh, my.
You have to tell them no. But the number one thing, according to this
Debbie.
Article.
Can anyone tell Debbie
no?
You
won't win that argument. No. Yeah. She is a whirlwind. Hurricane Debbie.
Okay.
That was not meant in a mean way.
All right.
I'm sorry.
If any of you are thinking about visiting us on the camp trail over the summer, and any of you mention that, you are banned from hanging out with us ever again.
By the way, if you did meet with, you would not see that side of Debbie. She is charming. to the. She
oh, I didn't
is
say
one
she's
of those people.
Bad. She's just,
no, no. I was saying if people thought, what you say if your hurricane is, sounds kind of negative. I'm saying if she, they, if you met her there, you would never know that.
Oh no,
I
she's
only
the
know
nicest
that because I've known her
on the
for
planet.
Indeed, for 30 plus years. Okay, but
please only remember that part that I said right there.
That nicest person. Edit. Do we talk enough about our money? That's the number one question retired couples should ask themselves about their finances. And the answer generally is no.
Oh,
we just met with somebody who when we did the review of the money they had, the woman went, I didn't even know we had all this money. I thought we couldn't afford a toaster. What's going on here?
Super frugal husband.
Exactly. So we'll talk about more than that.
We have $50 million and I can't buy a toaster.
Indeed.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. We'll continue.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And once again, our phone number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Talking about the things you need to talk about with your significant other or your spouse in retirement, Tom.
And even some of these should be before retirement, but just to close out number one.
Tom.
Yeah, I mean, do we talk about our money? Most people don't. Most people, one partner has the role of doing that. And here's part of the problem is oftentimes investment reports can be very confusing to those people that don't understand any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I hand it to my wife, she's like, what does this mean?
Yeah, please take that away.
Yeah, I mean, so here's what I think you should have instead. Somebody just came in with it brilliantly done the other day. It's pretty simple. Spreadsheet of all the good stuff you got on one side, you know, the assets.
The liabilities.
And then you got the liabilities on the other side, which is easy to read. I update mine every 6 months. And then I sit down with my wife and go through it, which can also be painful because I remember in early 2023 when I showed her, she said, well, I don't want to look at it. It's less than it was a year ago. I said, yeah, 2022 was
a bad year.
So, but I think having that spreadsheet, having that meeting every 6 months, especially for somebody who's not interested, is very, very helpful and probably completely necessary. Really is.
855-935-TALK. Give us a call. And Paul, you're up next. Welcome to the show. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, I was listening to your show while I was finishing up my taxes, and I heard a gentleman call in, an 81-year-old gentleman who is a retiree from Boeing, and he had a question for you about pulling out his after-tax money and leaving the interest. And I actually have experience with that, so
good.
Just want to share that.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Pardon?
I said, please help us.
Oh, okay. So with Boeing, it used to be State Street Global that managed those 401k plans. And then 10 years ago or so, it changed to Fidelity.
Yep.
And if you request funds from your 401k, they will send you a statement and they will tell you this much is after-tax money, this much is interest. Because the IRS wants to get their hand on the taxes you owe as soon as possible. So it's a proportion to what you have. So you can see in your statement, this much is after-tax money, this much is interest, and then if you want to pull anything out, they will go a prorated amount. And so
So you're not able to skip or to wait on the in, on the earnings. You get a pro rata share of that.
That is correct. At least that's the way it was handled with me.
And that's in the retirement plan at work. I think he was talking about
a separately held IRA. If it's in the retirement plan at work, I'm betting you the rules are almost the same.
But you
got
to be able to figure it out.
That's so complicated.
Yeah, that's my guess because, you know, the IRS wants to get paid as soon as they can. So they're not going to let you skip around anything like that.
How did your taxes look this year, Paul? How did it end up looking?
Oh, well, so I always make sure I have a refund coming. That way I don't have to stress. So I'm just tying up loose ends right now. But, yeah, taxes are looking pretty good.
Good.
And, you know, when I invested, I heard the gentleman say, and this was the same thing I had heard, was that, well, expect to be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. Well, decades ago when I started investing, I had the reverse philosophy in that I was going to be in a higher tax bracket when I retired. And so I put all my money in, all my investments after tax, because I figured I want to pay the tax now, get it over with, and let it grow interest free, you know, put it in a Roth and whatnot. So that was my philosophy.
But you're a unique person, though.
You are a unique person.
We say that, too. We say, you know, you're generally probably better off. You're likely to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement because most people tend to be, but good savers and good investors end up in a higher bracket. And you sound like you're one of those.
Well, I've tried to be.
Good for you.
Well
good
done.
For you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great stuff.
We appreciate the call and we hope you will
take your call.
Yeah. Take care. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And let's see. I'm just checking. We're good. Rob, you're up next. Welcome to the show. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, about 6 months ago. Can you hear me?
Yep, we sure can.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
6 months ago, I had about 625 in Schwab, pretty much all in Apple stock. And probably went down. Well, let's see. About a month ago, I moved everything over into Ed Jones. At that time, when I moved it into Ed Jones, I was about 525. So Apple crashed or something happened there. Pretty weird. Anyways, I heard you mention Ed Jones a couple segments back, and I thought, well, I'll give you a call and see. So it's fairly well diversified. They kept wanting me to put more money and more money, and I have over $100,000 in cash on hand.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Literally on hand. And
you say it's really well pretty well diversified. Do you know what's in the portfolio?
Got a ticker of any kind?
Unfortunately, I'm sitting in my I have it. I do know what all it is, but I can't tell you because I'm not on my computer looking at anything.
Do you remember
right now.
Any of the names?
Driving around.
Yeah, just
no,
that,
don't. Yeah, don't.
Do you,
yeah,
no, don't.
Pull it
yeah.
Up.
Do you remember any of the names of any of the products you have other than the Apple stock you once had?
At this point in time, I can't say that I do.
Any of them refer to our country, like
American funds?
Yeah.
Franklin Templeton.
Let me ask you this: is it possible to call you guys and talk to somebody on a work day?
Yep.
And when I'm sitting down with my portfolio in front of me,
we've done that for thousands and thousands of people.
Somebody in okay.
Yeah, it is absolutely free.
Okay.
It is free. It is free. No one will try to pitch
you
anything.
Number and ask, you can call the number. Start with me because you know me. That's fine.
Just
Tom
will talk to you. Yeah. Just call 800-386-3004 on a weekday.
I'm going to write that down
just
a second.
Or even easier.
386-3004. God.
Yep. It's okay.
3004.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
And that was 800.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Ask for
Tom.
Who
do I ask for? Anybody?
Tom.
You can ask for Tom.
Tom.
Yep. Yep.
All right, Tom. Tom and Don. Ron.
Ron's brother,
Tom.
Call
you on a weekday.
That'd be great.
It'll be a lot better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
And we'll tell you what you have and how well diversified you are and what you're paying.
Yeah, we'll get into the Ed Jones thing later, but the Apple thing, because isn't there someone in your house that's like the Apple fan or something?
No, that's the Apple anger. You're thinking of the Apple anger, because Steve Jobs died, she goes, do you think this could be bad for Apple? And I said, I don't think it's good.
Well, that probably wasn't, but then the stock went straight up.
So she's still blaming me for not letting her get into Apple.
She shouldn't be in individual stocks anyway.
She owns Disney, and it's not done well lately.
Shocking. But Apple stock this year has been horrendous. That's what I was going to ask you. Except last week when the rest of the market went south, Apple went up for some reason.
Probably because it had gone down so far.
Yeah,
that's what they call it. They actually call it a dead cat bounce.
That sounds bad, but it's true.
It's not a real dead cat.
I want to talk about Apple because it's a fascinating individual stock story
let's do it after the break, after the next caller. We'll wait till after the next caller. 855-935-TALK. Call us.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Give us a call. You take precedence if you call over our conversations. We're going to talk more about Apple in a minute. But first, before we do, it's Terry's turn on Talking Real Money. Hi, Terry.
I'm thinking about changing my IRA, as it's so-called, to a Roth account.
You want to change from a regular IRA to a Roth IRA?
Yeah, that's it. How safe is it? You see these advertisements on the web all the time.
Four. What kind of things?
Yeah, you could put the Roth IRA in anything. Well, what are they telling you to put it in?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're telling me to put them in.
All right. Okay. Whoa. We're going to change. I'm going to change my tact on this. First of all, never get your information on how to invest from the internet.
Or the radio. Oops.
That's why I'm calling you.
No, I mean, because there could be a million. It could be Bitcoin. It could be whatever.
And here's the issue. We need the right way to do this is to go back to the very beginning of the process. You have an IRA now, correct?
Well, I have and I forget the name of it. I have an IRA, but it's in one of those guaranteed money accounts. I forget what they call them.
You know, a GIC? Guaranteed?
An annuity or a money market?
Annuity.
You've been sold a bill of goods, as they say.
It's true.
You should have never been sold an annuity inside an IRA. The person who did that is a bad, bad person.
Be taken out back and beaten.
Yes. Or at least slapped. Silly.
These are a BECU.
Yeah. Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. Just because it's a bank or a credit union doesn't mean they have solid investments being sold inside the branch. They generally don't. One of the worst people anyone can talk to about investing, make this a rule. If they work for or in a bank, avoid them like the plague. If there is an insurance company name in the name of their company, avoid them like the plague.
LPL is in the branches of BECU, so that would not be a place I'd take my money.
Yeah. How much money do you have invested, Terry, overall?
Well, a little over $200,000 in that. I've got a lot more money in cash, though.
But how much did? How long ago?
So he's got $200,000 in the annuity.
How long ago were you sold the annuity?
About 7 years ago.
Good news.
Yay.
You can probably get out of it without paying what they call a surrender charge.
First thing I would do before you do anything else, you don't even want to think about a Roth yet, because we don't know if a Roth is going to make sense for you even. You got to know if it makes sense from a tax standpoint. But what you do need to do now is get out of that awful overpriced, no matter what annuity, piece of garbage that should never be in an IRA to begin with. That means you should move your account. You should either contact Vanguard or Schwab to transfer your IRA to them. probably Schwab, because it's going to give you the most choices. You get it transferred over to Schwab, and you just bring it over and in cash. You have them liquidate the annuity, bring it over in cash. You may have a surrender charge still. At this point, I wouldn't care, because it's not going to be more than like 2 or 3%. I would pay it. I would get the heck out. I would never talk to this person in BECU again, ever, ever. Bad person. Then you move that money over to Schwab, and then you call us, and we're going to try to chat with you a bit about how you should invest it. Or again, like the caller before you, call Tom. He'll help you figure it out, or one of our other advisors. But go to talkingrealmoney.com, click Meet an Advisor. You need help that's a fiduciary.
Tom and Don are talking real money. Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Only because it's really important. We talk about real money with you all the time. And you can call us on Saturdays from noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern every Saturday and talk about money with us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And Miguel, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I'm a recent listener, been listening for about 3 months now, and I've just kind of started on my retirement savings journey. And we got this big packet at work, and we have a plan ripped for our 401k. Tried calling them and saying, hey, what do I need to do? And he pretty much just told me the spiel of, listen to the program. The program has you in the right place. I don't know. That just sounded kind of off to me.
It sounds off to us,
like,
too.
Hey, odd. Yeah, I listen to the program. The program will figure it out. I don't know if I've ever heard that about a 401k or 403b or retirement plan of any type.
What's the program? Do you know?
So I'm with Empower. They have all these risk levels, like aggressive.
All right. Okay.
Moderate.
All right. Before we even go there, how old are you, Miguel?
I'm 30.
Okay. And this is the first saving you've done for retirement?
Yeah, I've been here a couple years, you know, I finally started paying more attention and seeing the money slowly grow. I was like, I need to know what's going on.
And what is your household income?
Right around 120 a year.
Okay.
Good.
And how much are you going to be able to put into the retirement plan annually? Do you have any idea?
Right now I put 11% in. So I'm sitting at around 40,000 right now after a few years here.
That's great. Okay. So here's the thing. At 30 years old, we're going to want you to be aggressive. In other words, we're going to want you to be in a lot of stocks, because stocks have made more than bonds or cash. Not every year, but over the long haul. And you've got the long haul ahead of you here at age 30. I mean, that's the good news. So that would be part one. Part two is, are you comfortable sort of picking the funds that are available, or do you want to just be in what they just said, a program that sort of manages it for you?
I'm okay with just picking. I saw online you had like the simple 3 portfolio plans. Those seem straightforward and easy.
When it gets into 15
different ones, I'm probably not the guy.
Yeah. Here's the thing is, that response is incredibly arrogant and, probably implies a person who really doesn't have much of a clue.
Or want to spend any time helping people.
I'm guessing the former. Generally speaking, they're young and they don't have a clue. They're hired for their sales skills. I would go back to them and say, can you give me the complete list of all of the investments that are available to me? Because right now, I am not comfortable following the program when you won't even tell me what the program entails. And if he wants to respond to the program, then you need to know things like, What kind of funds or ETFs are available to us? What are the costs of the account? Your advice, your potential commissions, your fees, I want to know all in what the costs are going to be to me. Absolutely all in. If he goes, well, no, it's about what you make, not what you spend. No, it's about what you spend, because the less you spend, the more you tend to make. So we need to know answers to all these questions before you sign up for a darn thing. And then
the other question for me would be around the other one would be about whether you're going to be in a traditional pre-tax kind of plan or a Roth. Because at 30 and your income's great, but it probably suggests you maybe do some of both. Because remember, you're going to be able to deduct the stuff that goes into the traditional from your income tax. The Roth, no. So, and at 30 years, wow, it'd be great to have a lot of tax-free growth. So there's a lot of questions to be asked here. And Empower is a big, they have lots of plans. So it's hard to know exactly what may be there. But Don's right.
And they do have some good investments. But what they're trying to do is say, oh, trust us. And I would quote either Gorbachev or Reagan, whoever said it first.
Trust but verify.
That's the one. Yeah, you want to verify. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. Miguel, good luck. Get back to us.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
One of the biggest problems I have with Empower is the level of confusion. And I have this problem with a lot of investment firms. Empower offers, through their 401ks, they offer Vanguard funds, for example. You can get Vanguard target date funds through Empower.
Which is maybe what Miguel should be doing.
Which are very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But you can also
get into... Expensive or inexpensive?
Inexpensive. You can also get into a Templeton fund or a T. Rowe Price fund or Empower's own funds. And
which
Empower's
run?
Own funds, they have target date funds with expense ratios at 8 or 9/10%. Whereas
versus
Vanguard's are at 6/100%
But you don't know. You don't know.
Right, but guess which fund it's likely they're going
you
to put
know.
In the program.
Yep. Sure.
It's going to be
the Empower fund. Yeah.
Which is 12 times
horrible.
More expensive. 12 times.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. So if you're paying, $4 for a gallon of gas today, you can go pay 50 instead if you'd rather.
What is wrong with this industry? Really, what is wrong with all of you in this industry? You feel good about charging people 12 times more than one of your competitors charges? And you could even be charging them that. But you are greedy and want to make more money for you. I'm sorry, but that's wrong unless you fully disclose both possibilities. If you were to say to your client, hello, Mr. Client, I have a target date fund here that costs 0.06%, or I have a target date fund here that costs 0.80%. Now, you need a calculator just to figure out which is better for you?
They don't do it. They don't offer that advice, and they say just go with the program.
Go with the program.
That's even worse.
Because they're trying to make as much as they can for them. You have to protect you. Nobody else is going to do as good a job protecting you as you are. I'm sorry. They seem so nice.
Aren't they always so nice?
Scott, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Got a question. I'm kind of asking this for my daughter. She is 40, and she's been funding her. She is self-employed business owner, and she's been funding her retirement with after-tax money, but it's going in the same account that her previous employers were putting money in.
Don't know how you and do
this
that.
This is kind of back to... It's a Fidelity account.
Well, no, that's just the custodian.
Are you saying she's putting money in Fidelity in another account, and they also have her 401k there?
As far as I understand, I think she's just continuing on.
No, you can't do that.
I don't know how that would happen.
Once the 401k, once your employment ends, your ability to participate in the 401k ends.
She worked for a large chain that does a lot of beauty and haircutting kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't really play into it.
Is she an independent contractor with them?
No, she was an employee.
Okay.
And then she went out on her own.
The thing about this is, Scott, that we'd have to look at the account type to tell you, to give you advice, because I don't know. That's confusing.
Because I've never heard of a 401k that lets you participate after you terminate.
No, I don't think there is.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I think it's an IRA.
Ah, so she took the money that was at her employer plan. She moved it to an IRA. Now she's putting you're saying, though, still after-tax money.
She's putting after-tax money in it.
Well, that should go into a Roth IRA, not an IRA.
Yeah, that's foolish.
Because if you pay tax on the money, it should go into an account that then grows tax-free. That's called a Roth IRA versus an IRA, which is money that has not yet been taxed.
She should call Fidelity next week and ask them this question. The money that I'm putting in, is that going into a regular IRA on an after-tax basis or a Roth IRA? Ask that question specifically. Call and talk to a real person and ask that question. If it is not being put into a Roth IRA, tell them they should have told her to put it in a Roth to begin with.
That kind of makes a little more sense.
A lot of more sense.
Yeah. So ask that question, and then if the answer is weird or you don't like it, call us back next week, because we just hang out here waiting for you guys to call. We don't have a life.
All right. Can I ask you one more?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've got my own personal. Got a bunch of money in a savings account and just trying to figure out what the hell to do with it.
What's the purpose of the money?
Right now, there is no purpose.
It has to have a purpose.
You must assign a purpose to every dollar you have.
Yes. Every dollar must be either is for emergencies, or this is for buying a car or something in the future.
Longer term, it's
retirement.
Okay, I got $100,000 emergency fund, and I've got...
What's your cost of living? Why do you have so much in an emergency fund? You know, here's the thing.
It's okay.
I'm trying to answer your question.
Scott, you are...
I own my home. I own my cars.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
You are a very normal person. Most people do not understand or want to know, really. At least you want to know what the heck they're doing with their money. They don't know and this is why you're a saver. We harp on the whole idea of a plan. The plan is you need 6 months, maybe a year's worth of expenses put away for an emergency. Then the money becomes different.
Yeah, that's where the money in the savings account is getting higher than it should be for making nothing.
Yeah, Plus.
That's typical.
Plus,
yeah.
We're going to do a little, if we have time, we're going to talk to you a little bit how you about how you can get more on your money at the bank. How much are you making on the money at the bank?
I'll keep listening.
How much are you making at the bank?
Oh, God, like 0.001.
Yeah.
2% maybe?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Oh, gosh. Here's basically, what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do.
If they charge me the $15...
You're in the negative.
...fee, then I didn't make anything.
All right. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to... This is your homework. Go find all of your account statements for all the money you have. Write it all down on a piece of paper. Where it is. And then I want you to begin to figure out what you need to live on every year, and then just a rough idea of what you imagine that future goal is for the other money that isn't emergency money. Then I want you to call us back next week or the week after, and let's go over it, okay?
All right, I will do that.
Sounds like a plan. And have your daughter call on the IRA. Thank you, sir.
I will absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a minute talking about, well, money. Did you have something you wanted to add really fast? You have
I'm going to finish seconds. The four things. I only got one out.
You're not going to get the
hour.
Other ones in.
Okay. Well, that's how all right, it goes. Like life.
I guess we'll see what they are.
Tom and Don are talking real money. For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
We can't leave Tom just hanging with three things left unsaid. So quickly, what are the three things
well,
that you should talk?
These are the four questions couples should ask themselves about their finances.
Okay.
We mentioned one was, do we talk about money?
Yeah.
And the answer most of the time is no. And you got to be able to do that. Number two, are we on the same page when it comes to risk?
Well,
again,
we know that's probably a no, too.
Yeah, but you could each take the risk quiz and discuss it. Number three, is there a backup plan if the financial steward dies first or develops dementia? This is a reason, by the way, for people in their 50s and 60s. If you don't have an advisor, you should have an idea who that might be so the other person knows how to deal with it. And then the fourth one, are good records being kept, including, and this is where I was a little surprised, Don.
Yeah.
Major expenses. This is not something I've shared with my wife, like how to pay the mortgage, how to pay the utility bill. That's something that should be done, too. I'm going to add that to my list because it wasn't on my personal one.
Yeah.
Those four things.
I told my wife, I said, basically, if you don't pay it, they'll send you a Dunning notice. And
or they'll show up one day, tack the door closed.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I have them on auto pay. As long as she keeps stuffing money into our joint account, it's fine.
Then it'll
everything's
work.
Auto paid. Anyway, real quickly, the trick. Here's a trick. I learned this by going to the bank. I'm on an HOA board, and I had to go to a bank to set up an account for the Homeowners Association because I'm the president. I had to be on it. And I said, what's this account? And we have, you know, it's like the day-to-day money account for the HOA. $150,000 in it. I said, how much is this earning? She goes, well, actually, that's the... Actually, business
Excuse me?
Money
you mean
market.
Making?
Yeah. How much is that earning? She goes, business money market. That's 0.01%. I said 0.01. So basically the Bank of America, oh my gosh, that's an awful rate. She goes, yep. But we have another account called the Platinum Business Account Money Market. I said, so it's a money market. It's daily liquid. Yeah. What's the rate on that? 3.5. I went, what? Why aren't we
Why
in
aren't
that?
Why aren't we in that one?
She goes, well, you have to ask.
Oh, they don't tell you.
They don't want to tell you that they have a higher yielding account. But if you ask, they will put you in. I said, well, what happens when this special promotional rate ends? She goes, well, when that ends, just call us and we'll tell you what the new promotional rate is that you would have had to ask for.
That's just outrageous as a customer.
And it goes back to the problem with the financial services industry. We will rip you off as long as we are legally able to do so.
We don't care and we don't want to care.
Right. We're not going to tell you you could make more money with us. We're not going to tell you we're not a fiduciary. We're not going to tell you we offer lower priced mutual funds. We're not going to tell you that you could get into an annuity if you really want one without a surrender charge. We're not going to tell you the truth because telling you the truth means they make less money. You
Yeah,
make
the people
more.
That are providing the service make more. Yeah, I'd like to say that was shocking, but frankly, it is not. You also mentioned something this hour that at the end of the day, Well, we're going to give you the best advice we know how. Yeah. A lot of this is up to you. You're going to have to take charge of these things and pay attention and say, wait, that's not right. I got to fix this. Sorry.
Because kind of like the spouse in the relationship who's handling all the money, what if we die? If we die, there will be no one left on the radio telling you the truth. Investing? I can't think of anybody.
If not when it comes to the investing side, no. Yeah. Well, Jill Schlesinger, I would trust Jill.
No, but she doesn't really give much in the way of, like, investing.
Specific funds. Yeah, no, she doesn't talk about that.
Anyway, you want somebody to help you, really, truly sit down and help you because you're in the car and you don't have the numbers. Well, go to TalkingRealMoney.com. TalkingRealMoney.com. There's a button that says Meet an Advisor. Click on that and you'll meet with an advisor for free for nothing.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone. This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services. Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. Is anybody still listening?